Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the number of hospitalizations is more indicative of the spread of the virus.
At the press conference on Thursday, I know that we had more than 3,800 COVID patients that were in the hospital at that time, the highest patient count we'd seen throughout the 8 months of the pandemic. Unfortunately, the number has continued to go up. The Ohio Hospital Association is reporting that we are at 4,358 patients as of today, 59% increase from just 2 weeks ago.
And DeWine notes that nearly a quarter of those patients are in intensive care units. Dr. Andy Thomas of OSU Wexner Medical Center is head of the state's monitoring efforts in Zone 2, which includes Columbus. He says the number of hospitalizations here is surging.
On November 2nd, we crossed 400 patients for the first time. 4 days later, on November 6th, we crossed 500 patients for the first time. 4 days later, on November 10th, we crossed 600 patients for the first time. A week later, on the 17th, we crossed 700 patients for the first time. The next day, on the 18th, we crossed 800 patients in the hospital in the zone at the same time. On the 21st, just on Saturday, we crossed 900 patients for the first time. So going on November 2nd, the day before Election Day, now we're crossing 900 patients, not even 3 weeks later.
During the surge of COVID cases this spring, hospitals were worried about enough beds and personal protective gear. But now the problem is having enough staff. Robert Wiley of the Cleveland Clinic says medical professionals are not immune to community spread of the coronavirus, which complicates the stress hospitals are under.
The Cleveland Clinic system alone today, and this was echoed in the other systems, we have 970 caregivers out because they're either on quarantine or they have active COVID infection. And they're not catching it in the hospital. Our caregivers are getting COVID and acquiring it in the community. When you have 970 caregivers plus who are out, that means it's starting to affect our ability to care for patients.
One way of dealing with that crunch is closing down some services. In recent weeks, several healthcare systems have begun transferring staff who would have done elective inpatient surgeries and put them in general and intensive care. Wiley and UC Medical Director Richard Lofgren says that what people do now, postponing Thanksgiving get-togethers, wearing masks, staying at home where possible, can have a dramatic impact on what the end of the year looks like.
There's typically a delay of about 1 week for people to become symptomatic, if they're going to become symptomatic. And there's about another week before they require hospitalization because their symptoms are relatively severe. So we would expect to see the hospitalizations follow in 2 weeks.
You start to see then the cascade of sick, the hospitalizations, the ICU, and then the later, most lagging is death. That whole cycle is probably usually about 4 weeks.
Several counties, including Franklin, Lucas, and Summit, have issued stay-at-home advisories in an effort to stop that escalation. In the early weeks of the pandemic, Ohio drew national praise for mandates that slowed the spread of the coronavirus and flattened the curve. But since then, Governor DeWine has focused on pleas to Ohioans to take precautions and protect the community, and he's been reluctant to return to statewide regulations with penalties.
I've not ruled out anything, but we've got to give people in Ohio a chance to turn this around, because I think we can turn it around. We've got to give the curfew time to work. We've got to get the mask order that's now being enforced vigorously in retail time to work. But mostly what we have to do is let people soak in what the reality is of this.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, there have been over 363,000 cases of COVID-19 in Ohio and 6,020 deaths.